Delegates, let us resume our work post tea session. There are two things. There are two things which I would like to mention. During the tea break, somebody asked me what is the status of the discussion papers and how do we address these discussion papers which are mentioned in this agenda. If we see the agenda item 2B, the write-up, in the second paragraph, it says that the 63rd session of the Executive Committee 2009 agreed that a list of discussion papers should be included in the document on monitoring for information purposes only. In order to present a complete view of the workload of each committee, but would not be discussed as such. So the discussion papers that you see between two different committees are essentially for information purposes so that we make an assessment of the workload of a particular committee. The second thing that I wanted to mention was we, going back to the discussion on the proposed draft standard for non-fermented soybean products, taking cue from what Vice Chair Maniendo had mentioned, and we thank him for that, perhaps the Executive Committee might like to provide guidance to the particular committee as to how they would like to proceed on this. Before we open the discussion on this point, I would like to give the floor to Member for Europe. You wanted to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry, that was the point I was going to raise. I think Vice Chairman Indo made a very good point. It would be helpful just to understand what the problem is. If the committee feels it would like CC exec guidance, then it can ask for it. If the committee, the regional committee, thinks it can deal with the problem on itself, then that's okay, but it would just be useful to know that. Thank you.
Thank you. I would request the coordinator for Asia to provide information to the Executive Committee as to what exactly is the problem, what is the nature of the problem in taking this work forward.
Sorry. I believe what the philosophy that the codex standard, 50% of the problem are scientific problem. So when the scientific problem happen in this kind of in the discussion of the standard or codex, then it is impossible for whoever to what you call it, to cut the process. So that is why I don't want to more clarify about the situation, because mandate that I've got from the 17th CC Asia meeting, just want to extend the process of to write the standard. That's what I want to say.
Thank you, Coordinator for Asia. In the committee, perhaps the members of Asia might wish to consider whether we should address the standard from two angles, one where we can take the work forward and the other where the problems are, whether it is scientific or something else, as you mentioned, and then see how this scientific part can be handled separately. Do you think it might be a good idea? I would open the floor for the Executive Committee to comment on what guidance we can give to CC Asia. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If Coordinator for Asia doesn't have an answer at this stage, perhaps I might propose, rather than splitting the issue as you have suggested, perhaps the CC Asia could consider what the problems are. If they think CC Exec needs to assist them, then they perhaps come back to CC Exec at our next session with a note of the problem areas and the areas where they think CC Exec could assist. That would be my proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe. Member for Asia, please.
There's no light. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Chair. By going through the report of the previous session of the CC Asia, I don't really think there are so many scientific issues. Rather, there are formatting issues, such as, you know, the sections on food additives or contaminants are not in line with the preset format, that kind of thing. So I'm not really sure what is the real problem. My problem may be only, of course, there has been some problems about definition or that kind of thing. But about half the problem seems to be discrepancy between the format preset in the procedure manual and the format used in that standard. So that kind of thing with the perhaps the precise instruction from the Codex Secretariat could be solved during the course of the development. Then after that effort is taken by member governments of CC Asia, then we would see at the next session whether that effort comes out successfully or not. If there are still outstanding problems or scientific problems, then well, they may need some more time, but perhaps there are some issues that can be solved with the guidance from the Secretariat or guidance from the procedure manual. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Asia. Member for Asia, you want to take the floor again? Okay. I would like to give the floor to Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the member and coordinator for Asia for their explanations. Of course, the Codex Secretariat, we are always ready to assist member countries in the development of the standard. For example, if the issue is additives, we can check and look at the additives already existing and the general standard for additives and providing this list and checking that it would be, that to start with, it would be consistent with existing additives provisions, and also any other issue on format or consistency with other standard that could be of help. We are, of course, ready to assist the electronic working group and the countries in the Asian region. Thank you, Madam, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. It looks as if there are some vertical issues and some horizontal issues. What I propose to the committee is that we take note of these comments in the report, and the coordinating committee would review these points and come back to this executive committee if there are any overriding issues which need assistance or guidance from the executive committee. Member for Near East.
Thank you, Chair. نحن أيضا نريد أن نقترح كاقتراح.
We too would like to propose an electronic approach so that the members of our group can reach an agreement on those bones of contention that still exist, whether it bear on the definition or on the format, so that we can move forward together with the Secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Near East. We take note of that. Are there any other comments or suggestions or guidance that we can give to the CC Asia? Thank you. Next, we move to the Committee on Food Hygiene. There are two items under this committee for review. The first is the revision of the principles for establishment and application of microbiological criteria for foods. The target year proposed was 2012. There are some complex issues associated with this work, and it's at an early stage. Do we suggest to the Food Hygiene Committee to reconsider the target date, target year, and provide us a more realistic information about this? Or are we convinced that the work will be completed by 2012? I think this committee is going to meet in 2011 and then once again in 2012. Does the committee agree that we recommend to the Food Hygiene Committee to review this, the work involved in this, and give a more realistic date?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. No comments. The second item here is the proposed draft code of practice for control of viruses. Here again, the work is, the target year for completion is 2012, and the document is at step three at the moment. We understand that a physical working group has been established to meet immediately before the 43rd session. Some advice has been provided on prioritization by the FAO-WHO. Any comments, please? No comments. Thank you. Next, we move to the Committee on Fats and Oils. This work was started in 2003, and the Fats and Oils Committee has recognized that there was no agreement and have proposed discontinuation of the work. Any comments, please, or any guidance that you would like to give? No? Thank you very much. Next, we move to the Committee on Food Additives. There are two items under this committee, and both are ongoing work. They are going as per schedule. It's a very productive committee which provides standards for many committees. So any comments? No. Thank you very much. We move to the Committee on Contaminants in Foods. Here again, there are two items. The work was started in 2010. and the target year proposed is 2012. Should the Executive Committee ask the Coordinator for Europe to give us an assessment whether this, the target year proposed for 2012 is realistic, considering the fact that the agenda is at step 2-3. Coordinator for Europe would like to make a comment, or Member for Europe? No comments? Okay, thank you very much. We move over to the Committee on Pesticide Residues. There are four items under this. The first one is, not four, maybe more. The first one is the proposed draft and revised draft MRLs, which is an ongoing work. Any comments on this? I see none. The next one is the draft revision of the classification of foods and animal feeds, tree nuts, herbs, and spices. This work was revised in 2006 for a more comprehensive work. Any comments? The next one is the draft revision of the Codex classification of foods and animal feeds, herbs and edible flowers. Any comments, please? I see none. The next is the draft revision of the Codex classification of foods and animal feeds, herbs, proposed draft revision of the classification of foods and animal feeds, other vegetable commodity groups. Any comments, please? I see none. The next is the proposed draft principles and guidance for the selection of representative commodities for the extrapolation of MRLs to commodity groups. This one is proposed, the target year proposed apparently is 2013, as is clear from the write-up given under this. It is already at step 7 and is waiting for finalization of the classification as per the fruit commodity groups by 44th CCPR, so that they can present a single document with all the fruit commodity groups for adoption at the 35th session. Any comments on this? I see none. Thank you. Next, we move to the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products. The first one is the proposed draft standard for smoked fish, smoked flavored fish, and smoked dried fish. This has been continuing for the last 15 years now, but apparently it is now at a stage where comments are expected from the Food Additives Committee, and then this work will be completed. Any comments? Do we suggest, do we encourage the Food Additives Committee to complete this work as soon as possible, so that the work of this item can be completed by the Fish Committee? Can the committee agree to this? I see no objections. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, the secretary, Madam Secretary, tells me that this proposal to the Food Additives Committee is still to go. It is still in the Fish Committee at the moment. So I stand corrected. I'm sorry for that. Any comments at this stage? No comments. Thank you very much. We move to the next item, proposed draft code of practice on the processing of scallop meat. The target year in this case was 2008. The standard is to be finalized first. There are three issues in the square brackets, and then the code of practice work will be completed. Perhaps the executive committee might wish to encourage the fish committee to give a more realistic time frame for completion of this work. Can the committee agree to making this recommendation to the fish committee? I see no objections. Thank you very much. Next is the proposed draft performance criteria for reference and confirmatory methods for marine biotoxins. Any comments on this agenda? No comments. The next is the revision of the procedure for the inclusion of additional species in standards for fish and fishery products. This has been a complex issue. The target year proposed is 2012. It's an important work, but there are issues on decision criteria. Any comments from the committee? Should we make a recommendation to the fish committee to, considering the fact that this is an important work, there are complex issues associated with this work, should they consider simplifying the decision-making criteria and find a solution to this work, to complete this work? Can the committee agree to this? Thank you very much. No objections. The next one is the proposed draft amendment to the standard for quick frozen fish sticks. This is sort of an ongoing work, but any comments from the committee? I see none. Thank you very much. We next move to the Codex Committee on Food Labeling. The first one here is the draft amendment to the guidelines for organically produced foods, inclusion of ethylene for other uses. This committee has completed its work on kiwi fruit and bananas, but the work has been extended to other uses, other products. The target year, according to this statement, is 2008. So could I ask Madam Secretary if you have any idea when this work will be finalized?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's some sort of ongoing work because, as indicated, the target here, the ethylene for kiwi fruit and bananas was adopted in 2008, and then there are other uses which are an ongoing discussion because some new uses kept being added or some other elements came in the discussion. When we discussed it in the Committee on Food Labelling, they intended to complete the discussion on this specific use probably at the next session, which would be in 2012, but it's not entirely sure because there was a request for more justification for the other uses, and some of the use might be finalized but not all of them. So probably at the next session some of these uses would be finalized, but that's some sort of ongoing work on these various uses of ethylene, so it's a little difficult to say at this stage. So we can perhaps ask the Committee on Labelling to give an indication of the timetable. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Member from Southwest Pacific, you wanted to make a comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a couple. Well, first comment is, I guess, I'm just looking at the item above that, and I just don't know whether you just skipped over that intermittently. The second question is, and it's just an observation when I look at that food labelling issue that we're just talking about now, guidelines for organically produced food. In the labelling committee seems to be a question whether it's in fact in the right committee to develop a progress that work, but that would be an interesting, in terms of background, why it's progressing, some detailed text around organically produced foods in a particular labelling committee. I thought that would have been a point that needs to be thought through. Thanks.
Thank you, Member of Southwest Pacific. I would give the floor to Madam Secretary to respond to this point.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Regarding the fact that the work is carried out in the Committee on Labelling, that was decided when the work was initiated because it is a claim, because of the claim for organic, the organic claim, and that was why there had been previously some discussion in some regional committees. But when it was decided to work on a worldwide worldwide guidelines, it was decided because it was a claim, and that was why it was carried out by the Committee on Labelling. I think the work started around 1993. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I'm sorry we missed out one committee, that is Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, just before this. There was one item, proposed draft revised standard for avocado. The target year proposed here was 2011. It is held at step 7 because the issue of size is in square brackets, and since this committee meets once in 18 months, perhaps in 2012 this work would be completed. Any comments, please? No comments. Thank you very much. Going back to the Food Labelling Committee, the second item is the proposed draft amendment to the guidelines for the production, processing, labelling and marketing of organically produced foods. And there is another one also, additional conditions for nutrient content claims. Now, both these works are fairly new works, and the target year proposed is 2014, and then 2013 and 15. Any comments, please? Member for Southwest Pacific.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just going back to the Secretariat's comments. And I understand why this is sitting as a statement of claims and Food Labelling Committee, but with this particular development of this guidance that's required, it's probably dropping down into technical discussions, I would suspect, particularly with the use of these particular additives and the concerns in terms of the legitimacy of the claims made regarding organic. If that's going to be the case, it's going to be a very difficult issue to resolve in food labelling, I would have thought. But it may be something for the executive just to keep a watch on, because if it keeps to lingering on the basis of technical issues as opposed to statement of claims, then it may well need to be considered to be addressed either probably in a more appropriately constituted committee to deal with those technical issues.
Thank you, Member for Southwest Pacific. As the Madam Secretary had mentioned earlier, that this is essentially with regard to the claims for the organic nature of the product. This particular agenda, which is at step 7, is because they have taken up work for other products. Apparently, they have finished work on kiwi fruits and bananas, and they are taking up work on other items. We have not, in the executive committee, we have not come across any problems with regard to the claims, and the food labeling committee has been handling this work for quite some time, and no problems have been faced. And in any case, if there are any scientific issues, FAO is there to provide scientific inputs on questions which can be raised there. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just looking, I remember we just did discuss this at the last session of CCEXEC, and I can't find specific reference in the report, but I do have my own notes from that meeting. And I think it was, well, my notes suggest that from the last meeting of CCEXEC, that CCFL would approach the Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products for any comment on the technical aspects. So it was agreed that CCFL did have the lead, as you've suggested, as it were, but that they would seek advice from CCFFP. And this was specifically in relation to a point made by the coordinator for Latin America. So that's what my notes suggest. Like I said, that's not the official record, that's my notes, but I think that's my recollection of the discussion at the last CCEXEC. Hope that's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe. I'm sure the Food Labelling Committee would be consulting the relevant committees for horizontal inputs. For example, in aquaculture, it would be appropriate if they would be considering referring this to the Fish Committee, and so on. So would the member for North America like to make a comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess actually it's reemphasizing the statement made by the member from the Southwest Pacific, and that is essentially for our committee to keep track of the developments of these standards, and essentially to make sure that there is the appropriate consultation being made. We understand that essentially the outcome of the work is related to a claim, and therefore, you know, there is an appropriate home within CCFL, but there are a number of technical considerations that may require the intervention of a number of other committees, like in the case of aquaculture, fish and fishery products. In this particular case, there might be another commodity committee that might be interested, or in fact the additives committee, you know, whatever that may be, and essentially as an executive committee to make sure that we monitor the progress of this and to make sure that the appropriate home is being considered, so for the work to be undertaken. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe. For North America, any other comments on this point? Thank you very much. Are there any other comments on the other two agenda items under the food labeling? I see none. Thank you very much. We move to the Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection and Certification Systems. There is one agenda, which is proposed draft principles and guidelines for national food control systems, which is currently at step 3. I know there have been working groups that have met. The target year proposed is 2014. Sorry. Any comments on this agenda, on the progress of this work? I see no comments. The CC Fix Committee currently has one agenda item on its table. Sorry. And the target year proposed is 2014. Would the Executive Committee consider whether CC Fix, how would they like to proceed in terms of this work, in terms of the work of this committee? Because currently there is only one agenda item, and after this there will be no other agenda item with the CC Fix Committee. So would the CC Fix consider adjournment of this committee? How would the Executive Committee like to provide guidance to them?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess from the committee itself, we have no real predispositions about the life of the committee itself. We have in the past experienced situations where we have had one standard, then between sessions we will have often two or three more added that we need to work through. Foreshadowing just what standards may or may not be sought to be either reviewed or further elaborated before the completion of the particular piece of work that we're looking at now is just a little bit difficult to see. So if the scenario is that there is no more work for this committee after we complete this standard, then the only approach would be not to have the committee operate, so certainly adjournment of that committee would be appropriate. If there is justified work for this committee to do, then it will have continued life. That's just the facts of it, I suspect.
Thank you, Member for Southwest Pacific. Any other comment from the committee? So we take note of your comments and we move on. The last one under this agenda is the Ad Hoc Intergovernmental Task Force on Animal Feeding. The work is still to start in this task force. Any comments from the floor? I see none. Thank you very much. So we take note of the observations made during the course of discussion on this agenda item in the report, and we move on to the next agenda item, which is agenda item 2C, proposals for elaboration of new work and related texts and for the discontinuation of work. I would give the floor to Madam Secretary to introduce this agenda. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we have three documents, which are the same documents as for the Commission, CFCAC 1134-9, which was for the committees held from September 2010 to March 2011. Then 1134-9 Addendum 1, which is on the proposals made from April to May 2001, and Addendum 2, on which there are items proposed in June, which is the Committee for Near East, and some others for which we received the project document a little later. So we know that processed fruit and vegetables are noted twice. They are in Addendum 1, but the project document was not attached, and then it's attached in Addendum 2. And for all the others where the project document was already included in the Alinom, there is a reference to the appendix. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. under Agenda 9, the main text, there are two items for discontinuation, and then again in there are two items in Add 1. So what I propose is, if the committee can agree, that we take the items for new work first and then take the items for discontinuation subsequently. So I see nodding heads, so we will move on these lines. Thank you very much. There are proposals for new work, and they are 24 in number. So a lot of items for new work. So we'll take one by one. We'll spend 15 minutes and then break for lunch. The first item for new work is under the Veterinary Drugs Residue Committee, is the performance criteria for multi-residue analytical methods for veterinary drug residue analysis. Are there any comments on this new work proposal? Under this agenda, we will have to see whether they meet the criteria for new work. If it is a general subject matter, then general criteria will be applicable, and if there are commodities, standard proposals, then commodity criteria will be applicable. So we have to see from the in the critical review whether they comply with the criteria given in the procedural manual. So if there are no comments, should we take it that we agree to recommend this new work to the Commission? If we can follow this practice, then it will be easier, unless there are any comments, and then we can take the comments one by one. So are there any comments on the first proposal? No. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Thank you. The next one is the priority list of veterinary drugs for evaluation or re-evaluation by JECFA, again the Veterinary Drugs Committee. This is not an item for critical review because there is no project document. This is an ongoing work. Any comments, please? Thank you very much. The third one is the regional standard for fresh fungus chanterelle. This is a proposal for a regional standard. It's a proposal from CC Euro. Any comments on this? I see none. So the committee recommends this proposal for new work to the Commission. The next one is the regional standard for iron, A-Y-R-A-N, not I-R-O-N. It's a proposal from CC Euro. Any comments, please? I see none. Thank you very much. The next is the inclusion of new Part B for underweight children in the standard for processed cereal-based food for infants and young children. It's a proposal from the Nutrition Committee. Any comments? There was a proposal from WHO which said that the protein and micronutrients would also be considered during the elaboration of this annex. Any comments, please? I see none. Thank you very much. Next, we move to the regional standard for tempeh. It's a proposal from CC Asia. Any comments, please? I had seen this document, and I've noted that some figures on export of tempeh to Japan and Korea were supposed to be provided by CC Asia, but I do not see them in the document. So would the coordinator for Asia like to make a comment on this?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The tempeh will become a food industry and important trade commodity in countries which consumes tempeh as Indonesia, Australia, Japan, Malaysia, and Korea. Indeed, it is technically difficult to calculate the inter-region or interstate trade of this commodity due to its short shelf life. However, we were informed that recently tempeh industry started to improve the packaging by vacuum and frozen technology to improve the shelf life. Some tempeh industry in Indonesia which implement this technology have started to export tempeh to Malaysia, Australia, and Japan. The export volume is still ranging between 10 until 30 tons per year, and tempeh will be a vital food and the main sources of protein for the vegetarians, which number is increasing in many countries. Data shown that number of vegetarian population in India is 399 million, USA 20 million, Europe 20 million. Another logical approach to take is to calculate import and export of raw material for tempeh, namely soybean. In the last 5 years, soybean import to Indonesia grew almost 30% per year. In the period 2000 until 2006, import soybean to Indonesia are the following. In the year 2000, imports 2.5 million ton. In 2006, 3.1 million tons. In 2010, the amount of soybean consumption in Indonesia was 2.2 million tons. Import reached 1.4 to 1.6 million tons. The six largest sources of the exporting country were United States, Argentina, Malaysia, Canada, Taiwan, and Thailand. Based on the practice in Indonesia, 1 kilogram of soybean can be processed into 1.6 kilogram of tempeh. Therefore, the production of tempeh in Indonesia in 2006 until 2009 are as follows. In 2006, 2.3 million tons, 2007, 2.4 million tons, in 2008, 2.1 million tons, in 2009, 2.4 million tons. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Coordinator for Asia. We take note of the information provided by you. And can the Executive Committee agree that we recommend, based on this information provided, that this item for new work can be approved by the Commission? Yeah, maybe the Coordinator for Asia can provide that information to the Secretariat, which can be included in the report. Thank you very much. Next, we move to another proposal from CC Asia, is for a regional standard for durian. Any comments from the floor? Coordinator for Asia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The standard durian is currently proposed to be the ASEAN regional standard. And we may propose standard durian into the Kodiak international standard because as presented in their paper, that there are a lot of countries now, trading on this kind of fruit. So we propose that we may standard for the durian to the international standard. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coordinator for Asia. I do recall this discussion in the Fruits and Vegetables Committee, where Thailand had proposed this item for new work as a global standard, but because of the workload of the committee, the Fruits and Vegetables Committee had suggested that this item be taken up as a regional standard. We have the benefit of the chair of the Fruits and Vegetables Committee sitting here in the capacity of coordinator for Latin American Caribbean countries. Would you like to provide inputs if this work can be taken up as a global standard? Because we note from the document that this item is also globally traded.
Gracias.
Thank you. Yes, the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables is taking as new work on passion fruit, so there will be no problem with this approach. We will be happy for an international standard to be produced on this basis. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator for Latin American Caribbean countries. Can the committee agree that we propose to the Commission that the work on durian be taken up as a global standard as opposed to the original proposal for a regional standard? Vice Chair Maniendo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we need to be very clear whether the submission we are considering is for a regional standard or an international standard. We cannot pronounce ourselves on an international standard when the presented document is on a regional standard. So maybe clarification can be made whether that is the case, so that we are able to proceed on this. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chair Maniendo. May I request Madam Secretary to respond to this point of the procedure?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think we had earlier discussions on regional standards or the nature of the standards, whether they were actually regional, and there are specific criteria which refer to that was the case for pomegranate, which was also discussed in a regional committee, and then it was discussed here, and we have specific criteria because regional standards, usually they are for trade moving exclusively within the region, and when there is trade outside the region and according to our criteria, it's one of the roles of the Executive Committee to look at this proposal and see whether they are actually regional in nature or it could be a worldwide standard. So that's part of the discussion of the Executive Committee and the recommendations we can make to the Commission on the nature of the standard. So it's entirely within the mandate of the Executive Committee to make such a recommendation. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Maybe while we recommend to the Commission, we could suggest, of course there would be a discussion in the Commission on this point, but we might recommend to the Commission that should the Commission not agree to take it up as a global standard, then the work would be taken up in the region as a regional standard. Member for Southwest Pacific, please.
I'm not sure the question is that that's a question for the Commission. Is not the question for the Commission that in reviewing the proposal for a regional standard for durian, that it was considered to be broader than regional trade and have international implications in terms of trade, and therefore a likely international standard, development of a likely international standard, was seen as a more appropriate standard procedure, and to consider supporting a request to Fresh Fruit and Veg to develop a new work proposal to address this standard. Then that new work proposal needs to come forward. I would have thought from Fresh Fruit and Veg to be supported as a new work proposal in the context of this new international standard.
Thank
Thank you, Member for Southwest Pacific. Member for Latin American and Caribbean countries, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Two points to raise concerning this issue. I recall that when we looked for the first time at the possibility of embarking or not on work on Durian, there were two key issues which had sought to restrict the scope of the standard. The first, as you pointed out correctly, related to the fact that the trade in Durian at this stage is essentially regional. The second issue that arose related to the burden of work on the table of the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables. And bearing in mind that the Fresh Fruit and Veg Committee has made a great deal of progress in its work and doesn't have that much on its plate at the current time, it might perhaps be useful for the Asia coordinator to please give us an update on the figures in trade in this commodity in the region, how the flows of trade in durian have changed in recent years to enable the Executive Committee to make an effective recommendation to the Commission as to whether this standard should be regional or international, such that the Commission can analyse it on that basis. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Member from Latin American Caribbean countries. May I request the coordinator from Asia to provide inputs on the international trade aspects. Do you have some figures or potential trade?
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. You may, what you call it, learn from this material, page number 42, Market of Thai Durian Fresh Fruit, 2007-2010. There are two regions, from Asia, China, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Brunei, Darussalam, and Japan, and then from others, United States, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, and then seems that the number of the market of the durian were increasing. For instance, in United States, 1,399.8 US dollar, and then in what you call that in China, 66,009.9 US dollar. So this is the number that we proved that now durian is global market for it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coordinator from Asia. To respond to the point raised by the member from Southwest Pacific, in the Executive Committee, was it last year or year before last, when we discussed the issue of pomegranates, I think it was year before last, there was a similar proposal earlier from CC Asia, CC Near East, for a regional standard for pomegranates, and it was discussed in detail in this committee, and this committee made a proposal to the Commission for a global standard. It was not referred back to CCFFE to make a new work proposal. It would only consume time. And apparently we have sufficient information with regard to the critical review in this proposal. So if the committee can agree, we can recommend to the Commission that CCFFE may be requested to consider if they would take this item for new work as a global standard. But in the meantime, the work, if the Commission approves, then the work can continue, can start. Yeah. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. have no problem with your proposal. I think in the interests of transparency, it would be very useful to have those figures appended to the CIS exec report, because I couldn't find them when the coordinator for Asia was going through them. But it would be useful to have those appended as well, so we can demonstrate that we have had that information, and that is the basis on which we are recommending a global standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe. I would request the coordinator from Asia to provide this information if it is not already there. Yeah, I thought so. Member from Southwest Pacific, please.
Really, just to the coordinating member for Asia, that data that we're looking at is only from Thailand, isn't it? That was read out. So I assume that's just an indicator. There'd be other major trade in durian from other producers other than just Thailand. So it's just an indicator of the international trade, not the total international trade in durian.
Thank you, member from Southwest Pacific. What the member is asking is that if you could provide additional information in terms of data of trade, not only from Thailand but from other producing countries in Asia, and if you can provide information on global trade on this, which can be appended to the report for the sake of transparency, I think that would be important. You have one more point?
Yes please. Sorry, Mr. Chair, I wasn't trying to require Asia to do a heap of work before next week, but what I thought would be important is on that particular point to ensure the context is that this trade information from Thailand is an indicator about the international trade in durian. It is not the full extent of the trade. And I think that just balances the argument that we're putting to the committee.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, any other comments? Okay, I see none, so we complete this agenda item on durian. We may perhaps break for lunch now. It is already 12:40, and can we come back at 14:30, 2:30 in the afternoon after lunch? Thank you very much.